You're listening to the Whatcom Report, a Bellingham Regional Chamber of Commerce program in partnership with KGMI.
Good morning and welcome to the Whatcom Report, a program of the Bellingham Regional Chamber of Commerce in partnership with KGMI News Talk Radio. And this morning's show, I'm excited about. It's been a couple of years since we've had someone or representatives from Bellingham International Airport on the show. And so I'm looking forward to this morning just kind of having a good, robust conversation of changes. We've got new leadership at the airport. I think we may have some new flights since the last time that we've chatted. So this morning's going to be a great update on everything BLI. So if you have interest in the airport, if you want to know what's going on, stick around, grab a cup of coffee, and be right back.
Hey, I just finished my spring carpet cleaning early this year thanks to the help of Swan's Clean Care and Restoration. Amazing as always.
Really? I'd love to have Swan's Clean Care clean my carpets, but isn't it expensive?
With Swan's, it's a lot less than you think. And with their new referral program, we'll both get a nice discount. Just go to their website, then call and tell them I sent you.
Fresh, clean carpets? Swan's, here I come. Hey, what's that website?
Swanscarpetcleaning.com. But hurry, it's only happening through May 31st.
KGMI wants to put a grand in your hand. You could be one word away from a chance to win $1,000.
That's right. Just listen each weekday to KGMI for the keyword during the 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. hours.
Then go to the Grand in Your Hand contest page at mybellinghamnow.com before midnight and enter each keyword for your chance to win $1,000.
We'll have four keywords each weekday so you can increase your chances of winning by entering all four every day we play the contest.
You already listen to KGMI for the latest local news and discussion of the latest issues. Now you can win $1,000 while you do it.
A Grand in Your Hand is brought to you on KGMI by Niederhaus of Luxury, Whatcom County's newest fine jewelry store, next to Lombardi's on Bellwether Way.
A Grand in Your Hand is back on KGMI.
Get details at mybellinghamnow.com.
Stay ahead of the storm. Get the KGMI AccuWeather forecast before you head out the door with the KGMI Morning News each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.
Welcome back to the Whatcom Report. I'm your host, Guy Trigrasso, President and CEO of the Bellingham Regional Chamber. And as promised, we're here with two representatives from BLI, as I like to say, but for those that may not know and hate initials, Bellingham International Airport. And so we have Emily and Pip on the show with us. And so I'm going to let each of them introduce themselves and their role and their history with BLI and just airports in general. So Emily, can we start with you?
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning, everyone. Great to have us on the show. Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, very excited, as it sounds like you are as well. But yeah, a little bit of background about myself. Emily Philippi, I'm the Deputy Director here with the Port of Bellingham, the Bellingham International Airport. I've been here for 15 years now, which is fabulous. My whole entire career has been at the Bellingham International Airport. So that has been phenomenal. But a little bit about myself, I grew up born and raised in Minnesota. I went to college for airport management at the University of North Dakota. It's a big aviation school. And this was my first job straight out of college. So moved from the Midwest out to Bellingham. There's a lot of Midwest transplants out here.
There is.
That is for sure. But really started my career, like a lot of people do, in the airport operations and aircraft rescue firefighting section. And then just have had the opportunity to grow my career here, which has been fabulous. You know, not only to get to know the Bellingham community, but then really see this airport, number one, the growth that it has seen, as well as all of the opportunities that lie ahead of us. So with my new role, which I recently just took on this past summer, working side by side with Kip, the Director of Aviation, to really make BLI the best that it really can be. So I'm very much looking forward to the new leadership here.
Awesome. Well, Emily, I've got to say, I've had the distinct pleasure and privilege of working with you for years, and you are top notch. And we as a community and our airport are so lucky to have you, your professionalism. And again, you're a joy to work with. I've been on a couple airport committees over the years, and gosh, when I see Emily walk in the room, I'm like, oh, I've got to be on my A game, because she's always on hers. So just thanks so much for everything that you do. And Kip's new. And so director of aviation. So what is that? And who the heck are you? Who's this new person to our community?
Hey, guy. Nice to be on the show. Thanks for having us. And I can just tell you, leading off, this is the biggest joy that I've had since getting here about 4 months ago is the team that I've walked into, not only with the Port of Bellingham, but just the direct team that I'm involved with here at the airport. We have an outstanding team that was already here and doing a lot of wonderful stuff. Just to give you a little about who I am, I guess, Kip Turner. I've been in the business since 1985, so I'm dating myself a little bit. I went to flight school in 1985 and started working at my first airport while I was in flight school. So been doing it for a minute, but I've really been fortunate, and I've been some wonderful markets over the years. I've most recently come to you from Colorado, and where I was at for a number of the last 10 or 15 years, running different airports there, like Vail, Colorado, and Grand Junction, and Durango. I'm super stoked to be in Bellingham. When my wife and I were looking at where we wanted to be to plant roots and sort of settle down, we had certain things in mind, and quality of living and the location we wanted to be had to be something that we had grown accustomed to over the last several years. And when we saw the opportunity with Bellingham, we were really stoked. I mean, it was, you get the best of both worlds here that we've been able to enjoy in our earlier part of our careers by being one affiliated with the Pacific Northwest, which has everything from mountains to coast and everything in between. And then an equal part for me that had to be an enticement for me to be ready to pick a community to settle in long term, was an airport that had a lot of opportunity. And when I started looking at the Bellingham International Airport and what type of opportunities it has and what it's done and what it can do and the community that supports it, the sponsoring agency, in this case, the port that owns it and supports it, and how they do that and how they get behind it and what their aspects for it going forward were, I just got super stoked. And long story short, here I am. But yeah, I too have a degree in aviation from Auburn University many years ago, and licensed pilot. Like I said, been in the business for some 30 something years now, and just really excited to be here in Bellingham.
Awesome. Well, welcome, Kip, officially. I mean, I've had the opportunity to meet you early on when you were looking here, and a couple meetings. So I'm looking forward to working with you, getting to know you a bit better, and watching you, again, both of you, make BLI even better than it already is. And so some of the topics here I'm going to come back to later in the show. But one of the biggest pieces that I would love from both of you, because it's been a couple of years since we've had you on the show, is the state of BLI. How are we doing? What's the airport's kind of successes right now? I guess we're framing so many things in a post-pandemic world. But from your perspective, and I value both of your input, Emily, from your 15-year kind of in-depth knowledge of BLI, and Kip is kind of a fresh lens, how are we doing?
Yeah, I definitely want Emily's input too, because there is a lot to be said for someone with the history that she has here. So, I'll give a general statement and it'll just be a back and forth for us. But as far as how BLI is doing I can only say it's really positive. We saw some good numbers in 2023 the entire industry by itself, and I say industry, I'm talking about aviation industry, particularly airports, airlines, has really made a, or started making a really good rebound since COVID. COVID did put a damper on the industry quite a bit, you know, particularly 2020, 2021, even 22, and then but 22 and 23 started seeing that industry come back to life, and it's doing so very robustly. BOI, the Bellingham International Airport, has a history of continued growth trends, and that trend is staying with us now. We sort of feel like we're sort of almost really back to where we were in 2019, and that's a very positive statement in itself. You know, Emily can talk to some of the earlier years, like in 2013, 2014, when our numbers were even higher than they were even as we got into COVID. And that's just because that's the way this industry works. Things change and you have cycles up and down. But yeah, maybe I'll just pause there and let Emily jump in about how you've seen over the 15-year cycle you've been here with the airport growth.
Yeah, thank you. I think, yeah, absolutely. Kind of our peak, at least in the 15 years that I have been here, was really in that 2013, 2014 timeframe. Yeah, which, Guy, I'm sure you remember.
Yeah.
very, very well, which we were almost really double of what we were doing today. But as Kit mentioned, you know, it's just a very cyclical industry. And no surprise that COVID really hit Bellingham hard just due to our close proximity to the Canadian border and, you know, how many passengers that come across that land crossing to fly out of Bellingham. So really industry-wide, we even were hit harder than a lot of, you know, our kind of other airports within the region and across the United States. But from that peak that we saw, you know, really positive, as we have, you know, all of the infrastructure to get back to those numbers. You know, we have, you know, we did a terminal expansion project during that time frame, you know, where we quadrupled the size of our commercial terminal. As well as we've done a lot of improvements to our general aviation side. You know, Bellingham, a lot of people focus on the commercial aspect of it, which, you know, we love that side of it, but the general aviation side of it. So, you know, personally owned aircraft, you know, the smaller aircraft that people typically think of when they think of general aviation. You know, it's a very healthy mix here as well. So we have a lot of opportunity here and seeing that just that cyclical change and the work that Kip will be doing along with myself to hopefully get some additional carriers here. We're very excited about the future and the growth opportunities here.
Awesome. Well, you teased two questions that I have, so we're going to get to those. We are to our first break, second break, whatever break. We're to a break. So stick around and we will continue the conversation right after this.
Get down and boogie is the winner of a new car. It's electric. Barron's Clean Energy Sweepstakes is on now with your chance to win a Ford Mustang Mach-E and an EV charger. You heard that right. Work with the clean energy experts at Barron and you could zoom away in a sleek Ford Mustang Mach-E, all yours for 3 electrifying years, plus an EV charger installed by Barron Electrical. Go solar, tankless, upgrade to a heat pump, you name it. Earn qualifying clean energy points for all things green. 1 point equals one entry. Your 5-time award-winning clean energy company, Barron, is here to transform your whole home with energy-efficient solutions and maybe even your commute. Right now, get a free heat pump with purchase of a solar or battery backup system, plus 16 clean energy points to win that electric car. Find yourself in a sporty new ride and call Barron today during Barron's It's Electric Clean Energy Sweepstakes, on now through June 30th.
Barron, your full-service HVAC, electrical, and plumbing contractor. Our mission, improving lives.
No purchase necessary. Visit BarronHeating.com for details and official rules.
Easy Cater. 100,000 restaurants, one platform. Need food for a meeting or a company event? Easy Cater has everything you need to make food for work, work. With easy online ordering and reordering. Save your favorite orders, make edits as needed, and click. We even help you with expenses by keeping your receipts all in one place, which means all you need to do is sit back and enjoy the food. From ordering to reporting, Easy Cater has everything to make food for work, work. Order 24/7 at EasyCater.com.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos, a better, easier way to get term life insurance. All online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KGMI or the Cascade Radio Group.
Welcome back to the Walk and Report, a program of the Bellingham Regional Chamber of Commerce in partnership with KGMI. We are here with Emily and Kip of Bellingham International Airport. We're talking everything about the airport this morning. And I guess my next question could be the question that both of you are like, oh, here we go again. The one question everybody asks about what are the new additions as far as routes, carriers, different things. So I think I saw a recent announcement, but I think where are we now? I think, again, time stamping this forum, this format is the Walk-In Report. It's been a couple of years, so I'm not even sure if we've chatted since Southwest has been in the community. So I think our scope for new additions could be quite broad. So what are we excited about? Let me phrase it that way.
Yeah, no, thanks. That's a good question. And given your last statement about the time frame that maybe you've last reported, we will lead off with the obvious, with the addition of Southwest Airlines right at 2 years ago. Southwest Airlines is doing daily service to Oakland and daily service to Vegas, and they're also doing weekly service to Denver. And we just got some exciting news from Southwest roughly just a couple of weeks ago, 3-4 weeks ago, maybe at the max, that starting June 4th, they're increasing their Denver service from one flight weekly on Saturdays to two flights on Saturdays. And then an extra flight on Sunday starting June the 4th for the summer season. And the fall season be similar to that, maybe a little bit of adjustment, but it'd still be an increased service to Denver. So everything that we're seeing out of the recent addition of Southwest over the last 2 years has been very positive. But we can't obviously forget about the staple carriers that have served BLI for a number of years and have done so in a very wonderful manner. We're also excited to talk about what Alaska is doing. Alaska is still serving BLI and has, for how many years?
Since the beginning of time.
The beginning of time, I'm ready to put it.
So we have
thankful for them.
Yes, we are. We have a lot of Alaska loyal customers and Allegiant loyal customers because Allegiant also has served BLI for, and actually we're one of the bases for Allegiant. They have only so many bases where they keep another layer of operations of their operation, of their total operation. We're actually considered one of their small bases. So we're so blessed to have the three primary carriers that we have, and then San Juan Airlines serving the islands directly every day out of a smaller aircraft. But yeah, just recent announcements on Alaska. They've been recently, the last year or so, only doing two flights a day to Seattle, but they've just announced that starting March 14th, they're adding back a third flight. So we'll have three daily flights to Seattle on Alaska. And we're excited about that. And then we hope to get back to what they had at some point in time earlier when they were running four or five flights daily. We're also looking to Alaska for other new routes. We're looking to all three of the carriers for other new routes, and we're talking to new carriers. So we're getting a lot of interest right now in BLI and the Bellingham community. In just the last 4 months, we've spoken to four different carriers. Two of them are carriers that we already have about new routes, and then two new carriers. So there's a lot of interest going on in the market. Routes that we're excited about that we're trying to really ramp up on. I've already touched on the excitement we have for what Southwest is doing on Denver. We really think that East connection is just a really good connection to the Midwest and beyond and fly beyond. But yeah, so we're excited about that. And the numbers have been really good. They've been running 91, 92% load factors on that flight. And as well
and
as
what does the load factor mean?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. So load factor is how much of the airplane is full of people.
Okay.
So, sitting on it. So they've basically been filling those flights up. And, you know, that's another thing across the board for our customers here in Bellingham. We tend to fill the planes up, which is exciting to the carriers. As if we continue doing that, it just means we get more flights to more destinations and more seats in the market. So, you know, we're excited to have opportunities like this to discuss those things and encourage people to fly to BLI, because every time you do, it helps us get more flights back in the market to new places you want to go.
Yeah. So kind of two questions from a little bit of that content. First, I want to talk about the process of recruiting, because I've been in some of the, I've gotten a glimpse on the inside, and it's a heavy process. And so kind of what are, like, as someone who, I don't want to say whose job it is, but your job is bigger than this, but as the person, the lead for this process, what are the expectations that you go into to say, gosh, like we need to be ready for a 5-year process and all the meetings? Like, what is kind of the mindset going in with the recruiting new carriers, or as you mentioned, increasing routes from existing carriers?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it is a very involved process. It's definitely not simple at all. It takes a lot of different pieces of the puzzle to make it come together. So to answer that question in a little more detail, one, it's relationship. Two, it's having the data and the information in front of the airlines on a continuing basis. Three, it's walking into discussions with airlines about markets that actually make sense for the market, for the airline, for the community, for everybody involved. And then four, it's just staying on it. You know, it's just keeping back and forth and back and forth and keep working it. So just this year alone, for example, we did a strategy going into 2024 of anticipated airline meetings and discussions, including both with our current carriers and other potential carriers. And we've got just on the calendar for this year, probably in the neighborhood of, you know, anywhere from 15 to 20 different airline discussions set up for the year. Nice. And in the middle of all of that, there's a lot of back and forth on a daily routine basis with different carriers. You know, not only our carriers currently serving the market, but carriers that might have interest in the market. And then, you know, there's route strategies that have to be formulated and put into play. And then there's, you know, trying to figure out how to partner on certain routes that make sense for the community. And, you know, making sure that we are promoting routes that make sense. So we don't want to put a route in with any carrier that is not going to have a good ridership and a good participation.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
There's quite a bit that goes into it.
Yeah. And I think it's important to note, Emily, you touched on this too, is when was that airport redo? 2012, 2013, maybe?
Yeah, we finished our reconstruction in 2014.
Yeah. We have the capacity to take on a number of additional flights and carriers. And so I think that's an important note for this dialogue too. The other piece, and I think, Kip, this is probably a good question for you. And again, this is just interesting. I'm going off of our little list of questions here, but based upon what you said and some of your experience with the other locations that you've been, one of the things that I have seen, as our whole community has seen, I just pay a little bit more attention, I think, sometimes, is the seasonality of airlines and when they travel. I mean, historically, like, we've gone to Hawaii for certain seasons out of BLI. Is that something that happens in all airports, or is it something that's kind of unique to kind of destination markets? I mean, you mentioned Vail, which, again, very much a destination market. Just to kind of set the stage a little bit of what is normal, and is that normal? I guess is the better question.
You know, it is. The one thing I'll say about that, though, while definitely without a doubt, Bellingham, the Pacific Northwest, is first and foremost absolutely a destination. And that's one of the attractors that actually brought myself and my wife here as well. It is a destination. So with destination locations, you hit them, you know, you got it sort of straight there, Guy. It is a lot of times you'll see different airlines focus on different markets for different seasons based on what they think is going to give them the most, you know, ridership and best return on their investment. The caveat that I think is uniquely special for Bellingham is it has grown enough over the last, you know, 10, 15 years, particularly. I mean, we're now when you take Bellingham and Vancouver together, we're, I think, ranked 24th in metro population, urban metro populations out of the country. So we've got a lot of people. We're serving about a total catchment area of knocking on almost 4 million people when you factor in Vancouver and Bellingham together. And we get a lot of ridership from Canada. You had sort of touched on that a minute ago. About 56% of our passenger base right now is coming out of just across the line in Canada there. So, yeah. You know, it's truly part of our market. So what I'm getting at is while the airlines do in all markets, not just destination markets, but in all markets, while they do alternate or ramp up and down their levels of service for certain routes based upon the time of year it is in each of those markets and the need, what I'm seeing with Bellingham and what I think we're going to continue to see is really Bellingham's more of a year-round market that can quite comfortably accommodate good routes that are strategic routes serving our community year-round. Yeah. It doesn't have to be necessarily a destination seasonal focus like maybe it was years ago.
Okay. Well, I want to touch on the Canadian component of our community, but we're going to have to take a break, and so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Now you can mow, dig, grade, haul, and more with the perfect solution for your property, a Branson tractor. Save your back and your wallet with one of our compact but powerful tractors here at Farmers Equipment Company. Stop by and choose from our full line of Bransons to take on your toughest tasks. With tractors from 19 to 55 horsepower, we have a Branson compact or utility tractor that is perfect for you. Want to use a rotary cutter to tame that tall brush on your property? You can do that. What about snagging a scoop from that pile of gravel to maintain your driveway free of potholes? You can do that too. Branson's 6-year warranty, along with our factory-trained technicians, will make sure your new tractor is always running great. Get the tractor you want and the peace of mind you need at Farmers Equipment Company. To learn more, visit us online at farmersequip.com or stop by our locations in Linden or Burlington today. Farmers Equipment Company, serving the Pacific Northwest for over 86 years.
P&W Perks is giving you a chance to create amazing memories that will last a lifetime for half the price this week with Outer Island Excursions. Dive into the heart of nature with Killer Whale Tours, home of the guaranteed killer whale sightings. With Outer Island Excursions, you'll experience the thrill of seeing majestic creatures in their natural habitat. Their high-speed boats, manned by trained naturalists, will whisk you away on an unforgettable adventure. Perfect for all ages, tours offer an inspiring way to spend time with your loved ones. Picture yourself surrounded by stunning views, creating unique memories with your family and friends. Don't miss out on the feast for the senses that await you this summer. Visit orcawatching.com and reserve your tours before dates fill up. Outer Island Excursions is not just a tour, it's a journey into the awe-inspiring beauty and untamed wilderness. Create exhilarating memories with Outer Island Excursions and P&W Perks. Visit pnwperks.com to get half off at Outer Island Excursions this Thursday at 8 a.m. That's at pnwperks.com.
Linden Tribune and Print Company. Yes, you heard that right. Linden Tribune and Print Company. Their professionals are available for all your custom printing needs. Linden Tribune and Print Company's full color offset and digital printing provides high quality products. Whether you're printing brochures, postcards, business cards, or books, they have the experience and expertise to guide you through the whole process. Spread the word. Linden Tribune and Print Company, your business solution for all your printing needs. Visit their website today at lindenprintco.com.
The latest local news and important topics of the day from the West Mechanical Studio.
Harness the power of the sun, reduce your carbon footprint, and save on your energy bills. Explore the advantages of going solar with West Mechanical Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. Find them at westmechanical.net.
Get the latest news and information 24/7 with KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham. Streaming live at mybellinghamnow.com.
Welcome back to the Walk and Report, a program of the Bellingham Regional Chamber of Commerce. And I'm your host, Guy Achigrasso, President and CEO of the Chamber. We're here with Emily and Kip from Bellingham International Airport. And we've just had a really great conversation on the new routes and the carriers and new additions, exciting stuff. And really kind of talking a little bit about the history of BLI, recent history. We won't go too far back to 100 years or so. And just looking at the impact of the Canadian traveler and even Canadian dollar and its impact on BLI. So kind of curious as to what your thoughts are on that and what you see.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, Bellingham and the Canadian market just really go hand in hand. We obviously have a very healthy catchment area within the US side as well, but we definitely cannot ignore our Canadian partners and really what they bring to the table, not only for the Bellingham Airport, but really the community as a whole. And having the airport, as you know, Guy, is just so vital to this community. But historically, that percentage, it definitely has grown over the years. In 2018, we were seeing roughly about a 50% Canadian market. That grew even bigger to around 52% in 2018. And as of recently, we're up to 56% of our passengers that come through BLI are Canadian. And really that impact, like you stated, with a Canadian dollar, that definitely you see that go hand in hand, right? That we're just a cheaper option to our Canadian partners. And Kip and I have really been looking at that as well, as you know, just the different tax structures that the Canadians have versus the US have. You know, we are over $100 cheaper when you're in comparing, you know, flights from Canada and our airport. And really a lot comes down to the tax structure. Canadians, you know, don't necessarily have a cap on what they can, and not necessarily tax structure, but really it's a user fee that we get a lot of our federal funding from, which they don't necessarily have the same caps that we do, but really it makes us a cheaper and more economical option. And then with our airport, I think one of the huge benefits, you know, you think about the airports to the north and south of us and just the size of those airports, you know, our tagline is close, convenient, and crowd free. And we mean all three of those. You know, when you're looking at TSA wait times at those other larger hubs, you know, it's just hands down so easy to fly through BLI.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's yes and. If I'm looking, like, you were completely correct. I imagine Painfield, and we can maybe talk about that in a little bit as well, probably has a little bit of impact. But the Canadian, the capture area or catchment area is what you like to say. One of the things I like to try and explain to people about our community is, and I say this tongue in cheek, realizing that there's a little bit of nuance to this statistic, but we're the most densely populated place on the West Coast, which again should raise an eyebrow or two, because we're not. But if you take into account 90 minutes in a car, we hit a millions of people 90 minutes from right here that you don't get because of travel time and that crowd, at least on the road crowded, if we think, you know, Southern California, which clearly has a lot more people than we do, but there's 8 million people within about 90 minutes from here. And that's significant. And so kind of, Emily, maybe pinging on that a little bit more, correct me if I'm wrong, because I think this might be correct. It might be an assumption. When the airport was renovated or expanded, a lot of that expansion was based upon the enplanements that were happening kind of right around that time. And a lot of that was Canada as well, and pandemic, recession, all of those things kind of impacted some of those numbers too, which is great that we're back up. So again, thank you, Canada, for spending dollars in our retailers, and thank you, Canada, for flying out of BLI, right?
Absolutely.
So next question, moving on a little bit to, I think, another interesting conversation about the airport is we spent a lot this morning talking about commercial airlines. And I can't remember if it was Kip or Emily, one of you mentioned general aviation, which is kind of this other thing that happens. And so explain that a little bit for us.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We're a very diverse airport. So we have a really, really nice mix of general aviation aircraft here. General aviation aircraft is basically, basically anything outside of commercial airliners, Part 121, FAA Part 121 scheduled service. So you're talking everything, when you say general aviation, you're talking everything from a cargo perspective to a business jet perspective to everything that you have from a local pilot base like San Juan Airlines flying their Cessna 206s out to the islands every day, to transient, general aviation pilots that are coming in from Canada, Mexico, because we have customs here on the field, so we get international. We do over 1,200 international flights a year on the general aviation side through our customs. And with the FedEx distribution center on the field, I mean, we get a lot of varying types of general aviation, not to forget, not to mention our local pilots clubs, our state organizations that fly in and out of here, our Experimental Aircraft Association that's involved on the field here, our Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association folks, our Washington Pilots Association folks. We have a lot of folks hangared here that keep their private aircraft here and fly in and out of BLI on a routine basis. So general aviation is just a very broad spectrum of a varying type of activity that the airport is very fortunate to have here. So yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah. So I guess maybe to succinctly, it's more than commercial airlines, BLI.
Oh my gosh, it's a lot more than commercial airlines. We tend to average between...
Let's share that with our community. It's more than just the airlines. It's a major economic hub for the region.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. We're just on the economic side of it, guy. We're approximately about $500 million economic engine for the Bellingham community every year. So, I mean, you're talking the total impact of approximately 3,000 jobs that are affiliated either on or through BLI, and about a 500 plus million engine that feeds this community. So, yeah, we're talking about a top five, if not top two or three, economic engines feeding the community here from there.
Absolutely. Well, we are to our next break, so stay tuned and we'll be right back.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Invade!
When the ants go marching in, you need BioBug Pest Management, the latest pest control technology and long-term proactive solutions, lessening environmental impact while still providing you the protection you need. BioBug, service you trust, experience you expect. Locally owned and operated, serving Whatcom, Skagit, Island, and now North Snohomish County. Learn more at BioBug.com.
This is Heidi Person, General Manager of the Cascade Radio Group, with a look at some good news in our community that we like to call the Upside.
In 2023, Terramar Brewstillery and Edison raised $8,700 for local community organizations and charities through beer pint nights, donations, and their Barker's Dozen monthly dog biscuit fundraiser. They currently have two fundraiser beers on tap in 2024, including the Kakua Project IPA, brewed by many breweries across the country to help raise funds for the Maui Fire Relief efforts. They also brew the Ales for ALS West Coast IPA, with proceeds benefiting ALS research. Terramar Brewstillery also hosts different local artists throughout the year with the local Artist of the Month series.
The Upside is brought to you by R.B. Wick and Bellingham Coin Shop. Stop by today for a free coin or antique evaluation. 1806 Cornwall, one block south of Bellingham High School, or at bellinghamcoinshop.com.
If you have good news to report, email it to us at theupside@cascaderadiogroup.com.
Hello, folks. This is Elder Law Attorney Phil George, the host of The Aging Hour, right here on KGMI every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. and the founder of Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. I have good news for you. I'm hosting a live educational seminar in Linden. We will be at the Inn at Linden on Saturday, the 27th of April at 11 a.m. Don't let another month go by without giving your family the peace of mind that comes with a comprehensive estate and retirement plan. Come out, get your questions answered, and learn how to set your family up for success in your retirement. Reserve your spot today at www.safeharborlegal.com.
Welcome back to the Walk Report, version Bellingham International Airport. We're here with Emily and Kip, talking everything about the LI and the airport, and what's to come and what are the recent changes. And so I think I'm curious as to what's next. Pun intended, what's on the horizon? And so Emily, we'll kind of start with you.
Yeah, I think one thing that I would really like to get out, you know, with the community, we talked a lot about the commercial side, the general aviation side, and if we could kind of pivot back to the commercial side for a little bit, and we can touch on some of the general aviation, kind of what's coming next here in a bit. But really, you know, with our current carriers, Kip touched on it, you know, of how many meetings we really do have on the horizon of, you know, hopefully expanding the service here. But really talking about, you know, today's market and what Bellingham offers. You know, we talked with Alaska Airlines, Allegiant, and then the recent addition of Southwest Airlines. You know, currently it's averaging 7 departures per day to 7 different destination cities. You know, so we obviously have Seattle, Denver, Las Vegas, Oakland, LA, Phoenix Mesa, and Palm Springs. But it doesn't just end there. You know, a lot of people are thinking just these point-to-points of the nonstop service that Bellingham offers. But with a lot of our current airlines, it reaches far beyond those cities. You know, when you think of airlines as a whole, you know, they have additional connecting flights that you can get to those cities and beyond. So I'd really like to highlight that, you know, for all of the community members, as Kip mentioned, if people aren't utilizing, you know, BLI in their local airport, you know, they'll have to continue driving that 1.5 plus 2 hours, you know, to get to those other airports.
Security gates.
Yeah, the security gates, the parking.
Less crowded.
Way less crowded. You know, that it's always, you know, think of Bellingham, and, you know, just because we don't offer that specific city, it doesn't mean that we cannot get you there, you know. And there's some uniqueness to some of our carriers that we have as well. You know, specifically Allegiant and Southwest, you know, they're very, you have to go to their websites to book those flights. You know, if you go to an Expedia.com or something of that nature, those won't show up. You know, to make sure that people go to those specifically, it's just really good information to get out there. And we hope.
No, and I think it is. And I think for, you know, again, Emily, you and I have had the pleasure. I've had the pleasure of working with you. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to put those words in your mouth about me.
Feelings mutual. Like
the dialogue for years was that east-west flight, right? And I think getting to Denver is that, like, again, it kind of opens up the entire country to us, and so I think that's a really great point. It's kind of those other, again, using BLI as a first with a connection somewhere to somewhere else is really important.
Absolutely.
Yep, and just bouncing off that, just sort of wrap that up. But like Allegiant's flights ramping up for the summer, it's going to be a couple of times to LAX and San Diego. So, you know, a lot of stuff that's already in the works, as Emily said. But on a different note, on the GA side, we're doing a lot of things on the GA side. Just in the last few months, we've really ramped up our participation in different groups and organizations that we've talked about. We're hosting here at the airport, using our facilities to host different pilot organizations like Washington Pilot Association, EAA, the 99s, which is a women's pilot association, the Whitcomb Young Aviators Association. We're really trying to make sure that we're involved with the community. We're getting people interested in aviation. We're trying to get youth involved. This weekend, for example, just to promote general aviation, myself and my wife, this coming weekend, will be in Puyallup at the Northwest Aviation Conference and Trade Show with a table for the Port of Bellingham and the Bellingham International Airport, trying to promote us in the state and in the region. We're doing things like that. We've got several venues lined up through the year in partnership with our local FBO fixed-based operator, BAS, Bellingham Aviation Services, that we're doing in a couple of different trade show settings. So we're really trying to grow the airport in every facet that we can, from GA to cargo to commercial, across the board, and you know, trying to mentor young people in aviation, promote flight, promote aviation, and really really expand upon all the assets that we have here in the Bellingham and Port of Bellingham.
Nice. Yeah, and again, I heard an acronym, and again, I've gotten so used to the terminology. GA is general aviation, which again, for me and a novice mind, private, right? Kind of private pilots, cargo, things of that nature, not something you need to go online and purchase a ticket for necessarily, unless it's San Juan, which is kind of a little bit of a mix of both, which is kind of fun.
Yeah, so GA, general aviation, includes also charter flights. I mean, it includes, it's really anything that's non-commercial.
Right.
So, and there is a lot of varying types of general aviation, also known as GA. But yeah, it's anything non-commercial.
Nice. So let's talk about, and Emily, this is something that you mentioned, because I think a lot of people do think of the airport as commercial, or the airlines, if you will, the Southwest, the Allegiant, the Alaska. Can you buy tickets from the port's website, or do you need to go to a Alaska Airlines website, or, you know, any one of the third party people? And then you'd mentioned Allegiant and Southwest, you have to go direct to their website for, correct?
That is correct. Yeah. Alaska is the only of those three primary carriers that we have. Like if you go to Expedia.com, you know, all of those kind of third party vendors, Alaska Airlines will show up on those, but Allegiant and Southwest will not. You have to go directly to their websites. If you go to flybli.com, we have, you know, links that we'll provide you to, or we'll, you know, direct you to those websites, but you do have to go direct.
And, you know, the good thing about the level of service we have on the commercial front is we've got some really great carriers that vary, that most markets would love to have one of, and we've got three of. And what I mean by that is each of those three carriers offer different levels and types of route data. I mean, not data, but service. And they're very popular carriers throughout the nation and even international. So, I mean, you know, you've got an ultra low cost carrier in Allegiant that hits certain routes and markets that people really want to go to for varying reasons of vacation travel, whatever it may be. And they have a wonderful package program that they do with that. And then, you know, you've got Southwest Airlines, which is a leading low cost carrier that keeps the cost down on flights. And just everybody knows about Southwest. And then you've got,
like, they fly everywhere.
They do. And then you've got Alaska Airlines, which is notorious, you know, again, for their levels of service, the many routes that they include. And you can go beyond once you go through Seattle or wherever the route is taking you from here. So we really have a good mix of carriers and a good mix of service. And so if you, yeah, and like Emily said, you know, they have different ways to book those different carriers. But, you know, the old adage or saying that, you know, it's cheaper to fly from somewhere else. And that may have been the case 10 or 15 years ago. But I've done several trips since I've been here just the last 4 months or so. And I've priced every one of them out of different airports. And every one of them that I've priced and flown, of course, were out of BLI, but they were priced very similar out of BLI. So we highly encourage folks to take the effort to check those airline websites and price their flights out of BLI, because you'll find that not only is the price, not only are most of the flights in a very equal or better price range, you're going to get much cheaper parking, a whole lot better service, and a whole lot more fun environment.
Yeah. One, there's an ethos in the community too about a buy local, and I think this is just one more reason. Like, you're not just supporting the Alaska Airlines and the Allegiant Airlines, you're supporting port employees and a lot of other services there as well. So we have to take our final break, so stay tuned and we'll be right back.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Want to keep your gas-powered engines running like new? Stables' proprietary formulas are proven by third-party testing to outperform the competition in keeping fuel fresh, preventing corrosion, and cleaning the entire fuel system. With Stable, you can have confidence you are doing the right thing for your engine's long-term health. Just pour into your gas can or fuel tank, then top off with fresh fuel. At every fill-up or when you store, start with Stable. Available where fuel additives are sold.
Play a grand in your hand for a chance to win $1,000 every weekday. But what if you don't win? Your correct keyword entries automatically qualify you for a second chance drawing that includes a luxurious weekend getaway at Lopez Islander Resort.
Lopez Islander Resort and Marina offers views, hot tub and swimming pool, and more. Check it out at lopezfun.com.
But that's not all. For a little spending money, Nolan Roofing is throwing in a $100 Visa gift card.
Nolan's Roofing is your quality solution for residential, metal, low slope, and flat roofing. Celebrating 20 years serving Whatcom County. Call or click Nolan's Roofing to schedule your free estimate.
And just for fun, a $100 gift certificate to Rhino Sports Cards and Memorabilia in Bellingham.
Rhino Sports Card and Memorabilia in Bellingham wants to connect with you. Upgrade your collection or start collecting today. Sports cards, Pokemon, and more.
A grand in your hand, presented by Meter House of Luxury, voted best jewelry store in the Northwest on Squalicum Harbor in Bellingham.
Welcome back to the Whatcom Report, and I just want to thank Emily, Kip, thank both of you so much for joining me this morning and having a conversation all about BLI. And so as we have a few remaining seconds, how can people find out more information?
Thanks, Guy. I greatly appreciate being part of this this morning. But yeah, if everyone can go to flybli.com, we have a whole bunch of additional information that the community can find. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, Emily. Thanks, Kip.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having us.